Welcome to the Grace Story Podcast, where we introduce you to interesting people and their inspiring stories. From Grace professors, current students, and distinguished alumni, to special guests and speakers on our campus, you can meet new people and hear how they are impacting the world around them. This podcast is recorded and produced at Grace College and Seminary, located on the shores of Winona Lake in the great state of Indiana. This is the Grace Story Podcast. Today's guest is Austin Lehman, Chief Executive Officer for Remodel Health. He is a thought leader and expert in the health benefits field. Austin brings passion and knowledge to the benefits industry. He received a BA in Business Administration and Biblical Studies from Grace College and Theological Seminary. He's husband to Christina and father to Braden, Bella, and Caleb, and passionate about combining his gifts to build the kingdom of God. Austin, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
It's amazing the journey the Lord has had you on. So let's go back to just how did you get connected to Grace and sort of discover who God created you to be during your time here?
Sure, yeah. So I remember being 18 years old, thinking about different schools, went to visit Huntington, so it was between Huntington and Grace.
All right, we'll edit that out. No, I'm kidding.
Bethel was not in the, in the conversation, but Huntington then offered me a presidential scholarship, so I was leaning that direction, and then the Grace package was also pretty competitive and had a buddy who was coming to Grace and said, come play soccer with me. My criteria was to be a pastor, play a college sport, and so ended up at the kind of 11th hour, chose Grace over Huntington.
Now, you look at your the degrees you received here at Grace, so there was a business thing that snuck in there somewhere along the way. When did sort of you feel this pull towards, business as ministry?
Yeah, so man, really grateful for a godly father. So I had a youth pastor tell me when I got grabbed a hold of my life between my freshman and sophomore year of high school in a big, big way. Changed me dramatically. I went from being the cut-down king and a guy that struggled a lot with lust to God bringing victory in both of those areas. Changed me dramatically. And a youth pastor said, Austin, you ought to go to school to study to be a pastor. That was the youth group I grew up in. He actually sat me down and said, Austin, people say the best and brightest Christians ought to be doctors or lawyers, but I think they should be pastors, and you should go study at Baptist Bible College to be a pastor, was the actual conversation over Pizza Hut buffet. And I came home, and my mom had a emotional reaction to it. That's a longer story, but was working that through. And then my dad said, you got this gift with numbers and a passion for the kingdom of God. How do you find where those two things intersect? So I had godly parents pouring into me. And so dad said, you got to get a business administration degree as well. Youth pastor said, burn the ships, all in pastor. So he said, don't get another degree, go and only do that. And dad said, got these other gifts, went into business administration as a second major, which ended up, as the story unfolds, being really, really a good thing.
That's right, because you did both of those, and then eventually find yourself to accounting and CPA, right?
Right, exactly. So I go to work with a missionary in Norway for 2.5 months after college, thinking I'm going down this pastoral route, youth pastor route. And then as I came back from that, it was a difficult ministry season, Europe very post-Christian, and I said, now I got to figure out what's next, and decided to go eventually through, worked in business for a little while, worked in construction, begged for a job, and then decided to go back to school for accounting. And because I had the business administration degree, I only needed to do another 24 hours. Would have been a lot more if I would not have had those. So it ended up being good advice from dad because it just gave, optionality. Some people are really called to be pastor for their entire life, and some people serve in pastoral ministry even for a season, and then God calls them to other places and other things. So I think for my situation, at least, it's beneficial to have both. And even, I suppose, as a pastor, it's helpful to understand some of the business principles, accounting principles that are going to work. But for me, I'm very glad to have an active father in my life and a youth pastor, both invested, but a father who really saw my gifts and abilities and helped me go in that direction.
Something you mentioned before the podcast started is, as you've listened to some of these, the reoccurring theme from some guests about the investment of Dr. Plaster in their life. And you said, that's me too.
It is. Yeah, it's incredible. As a freshman, he said he wanted to start to meet with me. It was a half hour a week. And I remember this freshman kid, even my senior, who has things figured out? And I just remember dialogue with him. He asked such good questions and just going through the emotional roller coaster that is college life. And even after college, I've ran into people, had conversations, and I just heard about this transformational story of him coming alongside of another guy, a good friend, and being a father figure to this guy that grew up without a father, and just the way that he invested. So, it's incredible. And I just honor that man, Dr. Plaster, who clearly invest. He had a day job and did that, I think, well. But just to take wherever we are and just invest in the lives of people and mentoring people, pretty exceptional impact.
Mentoring is something we value here at Grace. And so it's great to hear, you know, of those impacts long past in our history.
Yeah, he's passed away now, and yet his name keeps on showing up as someone that invested. And my hope and prayer is that I live like that and have and can pour into the next generation of people to follow hard after Jesus.
We're going to get to that in a little bit. Yeah. But I, you know, when our lives kind of intersected first, I met you down in Indianapolis, and you had started your own company, sort of doing CFO work, had a few employees. Where did this entrepreneurial sort of mindset enter the picture where you said, you know, I think God has gifted me with numbers. I think he's gifted me to be an entrepreneur, and I can use this for kingdom impact.
Yeah, I know it was on my heart. My parents would probably say from, you know, I mean, I remember doing well in a sales contest when I was in second or third grade. I remember when my first interview, I interviewed with Daylight here in town, and they asked me where I wanted to be in 5 years, and I gave the wrong answer, which was, I want to own my own business. And it would have been better to say, working for you. Assuming things are going so great and compensation, you know. So I answered it incorrectly, but it showed that was already on my heart as a, you know, 22-year-old at that point. So I knew that was an itch I was going to scratch at some point. I wanted to, at some point, start something and see what happened. And so the first step, I worked for other people for 5 years and learned a ton. A good book called Paid Training. So learning underneath someone else, making your mistakes on their dime. So I did that for 5 years. And it started a little earlier than I would have thought. But then at 29, started my own CPA firm based on, I'd worked in CPA firm for 5 years and thought I would give it a try.
So you did that for a while.
Yep.
And then talk to us about that journey then into, you know, health benefits and eventually Remodel Health.
Sure. Yeah. So had some hard days and can relate to people that, so 2013 was the year I thought we weren't going to make it, weren't going to survive. A lot of sleepless nights. I remember about a month time frame, I'd go down into the downstairs couch, middle of the night, 3 a.m., 30 days probably out of 45 with the heart pounding and looking up at the ceiling and saying, I don't think this is going to make it. I don't think we're going to survive in 2013. So went through a hard stretch, thought maybe we were going to not going to make it. And then some things happened, some good things happened on that CPA firm side. And so fast forward a year, 18 months in, had a cool God moment on a trip in Colorado where God really spoke to me to stay in it, persevere. And then 12, 18 months after that was the opportunity then of this new law that passed, the Affordable Care Act. Some call it Obamacare because it was passed under his when he was president. But really what it did, it created a new way to do health insurance. And so I got interested in that, got curious about that. And I thought I could help small businesses with that like I did on the CPA firm. And then maybe 6 months in, I sat next to an executive pastor of a church at a small business administration seminar. And that was my light bulb moment to go, oh my goodness, this could be transformational for the church. Went back to my dad's conversation as a 16-year-old kid of you got to find where your passion for the kingdom of God and gift with numbers intersect. And I thought, this is it.
So you started doing some work here on benefits and then got connected to Remodel Health. And so give us a little bit of like what is Remodel Health and, you know, truth be told, Grace is a client and one of the first higher ed clients and you now have many more.
Yep.
But what is Remodel Health and how did you get connected into Remodel Health and become CEO?
Sure, yeah. So the dream was just for me was this is the thing that I can do that God's called me to do. This is the thing I can do to build the kingdom of God. So I got really excited and my dreams were $1 million. And I think God's dreams were $1 million of savings in Indiana, throw a party to celebrate, and then resource churches and ministries across the country. So those were the dreams. And it was at the time when we started, those seemed like big dreams, but also, I don't know, it was like I could like visually see that they would likely happen. And so we saved $1 million in the fall of 2017 and did a party to celebrate at a place called Mustard Seed Gardens.
You forgot to invite me, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't think you guys were a client yet at the time.
Right.
So we're not yet on the radar. You were the advancement guy, and doing a great job with that. But and so $1 million of savings through the party to celebrate, and they wanted to figure out how to resource churches and ministries across the country. And so came across two guys, Scott Lingle, Justin Clements, both godly guys, both people that love Jesus, and we'd begun to collaborate together. I was using their technology they'd built, and I was an outsourced CFO for their business, and we were starting to see growth, and we looked at each other and said, we might be able to do more together than separate. So I went to them and said, why don't you buy my business? And I thought they would just kind of run with that. I go back, you know, right off into the sunset. I go back to do my CPA firm thing, was the initial intent. So they bought my business in the fall of 2017. And I said, you guys are going to go crush it. There's a lot of people we can help. And then in the spring of 18, as the tax season finished, I worked just as much in the health insurance world after selling. And my wife's like, you're not going to ever give that up. So you got to sell the CPA firm and be all in on this health insurance, because it was the passion. It was the thing I'd found that God had made me to do. And so I sold then the CPA firm that summer to a guy named Mark Olson, a great guy. He's done a great job on the transition. And then Remodel Health brought me on to lead the joint organization in the spring of 18 with a real passion, continued passion to serve churches and ministries, to serve Christian colleges, to serve Christian schools, all that kind of thing. And so we came across Grace around that time. Brotherhood Mutual makes an investment out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they had, you know, they were serving 65,000 churches and ministries. So I'm pinching myself like, man, God, when we asked for an opportunity to serve a bunch of church ministries, we didn't expect that kind of scope, that kind of impact, and got to serve Grace College as a first client. I think we've now saved in the $5-6 million kind of range, and we praise God for that. We've just celebrated this last year, $100 million of
as
money,
a company.
As a company that's taken out of health insurance and put into mission, and we praise God for that.
How many clients total does Remodel have?
Yeah, we serve about 4,000 organizations, about 100,000 members.
And one of the neat things is you hire some of our grads.
Yep.
I mean, there's, while not necessarily, it's a for-profit entity,
yep,
right? But there's,
yep,
definitely a Christ-centered ethos to the company.
Yeah, we put in the mission, in the values. One of them we say rooted. We're a company rooted in faith, hope, and love. We sacrifice for others by giving generously and relating intentionally. And so we wanted to be about that, sacrificing for others, giving generously, all those things, but didn't want to miss that those come out of God sacrificing for us. You know, so hope comes from the resurrection. Love comes from God first, and we have faith that we've been redeemed. And so when those things are true about us, when God has transformed us on the inside, it changes the way we impact other people. So we've added that. That's one of our values, and we're trying to live that out every day.
One of the things that you have connected back into Grace regarding is entrepreneurship, and that's just something you're passionate about, mm-hmm, a gift you have that you want to see a next generation of students foster, mm-hmm, as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you could talk to the 18-year-old on our campus, the young woman, young man who, like you, has this sort of entrepreneurial, mm-hmm, spirit, mm-hmm, in them, what is some advice that you would give them to prepare them for, mm-hmm, what God may have in the future?
Mm-hmm. I think curiosity is a big part of that, asking lots of questions, lots of why questions, asking so many questions, as many questions as you can without annoying the person you work with because you've asked too many questions. So I think asking lots of questions along the way, I find it valuable to work for someone else first, call that paid training. So I always had in the back of my mind at some point, I'd like to start something for myself but learning from somebody else first. So oftentimes you find that 3 to 5 years at least of working for somebody else really sets you up then to start something of your own. But curiosity would be probably the first characteristic I would think about. Curiosity, ask questions is the way I think about that.
That's really good, and I'm thankful that something, curiosity fuels your pursuit of knowledge, right?
Yes.
And as a academic institution, curiosity, even humility, should be what fuels our desire to learn and,
yes,
grow, because,
yep,
we recognize the need. And thankfully, we have a lot of fantastic professors around here who are here just for that sole reason, to invest in students.
Totally.
So you're now at this stage of your career. You've been doing this for a while.
Yep.
What keeps you thinking entrepreneurial now? Because, you know, kind of now you're not really an entrepreneur. You're a business owner. You're a CEO.
Yeah.
So how do you continue to fuel that spirit you feel God, you know, gifted you with numbers, ministry, mm-hmm, impact, mm-hmm, and a desire to do new and different, and yet now you run a big company.
Yeah.
So how do you foster that?
Yeah, good question. One example I'll give is at our church right now, the church is growing and it's gotten too full. And so I went to our elders and said, what's the plan? What are we doing about that? They said, well, a year ago we met and we voted to do a church plant. And I'm like, oh, great. What's the next step? They're like, we don't really know what the next step is. And I'm like, well, I like coming up with, you know, so we formed a committee that I've been helping to lead that is putting together a game plan or a blueprint on how to plan a church. Hmm. So that's an example of like, and I definitely am always passionate about doing that for the church.
Right.
So those kinds of things. Another example is trying to give team members opportunities to be little entrepreneurs in the business. So we've got, you know, 6-8 projects right now that need to get done. And it's like, I don't know how to solve them. You go figure it out. And, you know, so like, this is a $1 million opportunity. Can you go and figure this out and build it? And then if you can do that, you'll get compensated well and you get more responsibilities along the way. So creating a bunch of little entrepreneurs, probably like what you're doing here too. You know, you're trying to create a lot of, you know, I need a new department started or, you know, something, you know, so it's just trying to raise up people. So something I'm certainly passionate about is the next generation. This morning I was in a college class at University of St. Francis, and I was teaching, guest lecturer, and again, building into the next generation. So that's fun.
So it's a bit of that life transition from I am an entrepreneur to how do I help produce other entrepreneurs?
Yes, and that's right.
You know, that's what's cool about God's grand story mm-hmm. is, you know, we all are hopefully trying to emulate the greatest mentor there ever was.
Yes.
Who was yes. a disciple maker who yes. created disciples who create yes. disciples who create disciples. Mm. And in the same way, right, you create kingdom-minded entrepreneurs who hopefully create kingdom-minded entrepreneurs.
Amen.
And that continues to replicate itself and build the kingdom in the ways God has gifted you to do that.
Yeah, and I've just been so appreciative of Jesus's example. So we've gone over the Martin Luther King Jr. quote, and he says, you know, Jesus gives a new definition of greatness. Because he says the greatest among you will be the servant of all. So anyone can be great because anyone can serve. And so I love the way Jesus took his power, his position, and used it to serve others. See so many examples of powerful people using their power to oppress. I love how Jesus used his power to serve.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, I've loved it.
Well, we at Grace are thankful for our partnership with Remodel. If people are interested in learning more about you or learning more about Remodel, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, LinkedIn is fine. Also email austin.lehman@remodelhealth.com. And I definitely love to connect with people, love to help and resource. I love to come alongside people who are trying to figure out how to build businesses to God's glory and would be happy to help in any way I can.
And I think we're headed to dinner now to talk more about entrepreneurship and building into the next generation, right?
I'm excited. I'm excited about what God could maybe do here at Grace.
I'm taking you out to a very fine restaurant, maybe one of the best.
It's been redesigned, I hear.
It's phenomenal. It's called Alpha Dining,
right?
And
right.
I eat there a lot and really like it. And I think you are going to go, wow, this is a little different than when I was a student
It's
here.
Nicer than 01 to 04, although I thought the food was fine, but it's an upgrade.
We were just talking about that the other day. Someone was like, you know, college students might complain about food, and us adults are like, wait, people make the food for you, and
right.
then they do your dishes? What?
Yes, and it's good. I think it's good.
Oh.
They do a good job.
Austin, thanks for joining us on the podcast and sharing a little bit of your story. And thanks to everyone else for listening to the Grace Story podcast. Thanks to Avery and Rick for their work in producing it. And if you can do us a favor and like, comment, subscribe, share this with all of Austin's former classmates, we would love for you to do so. If you have questions, comments you'd like to share with us, please reach out to us at podcast@grace.edu. And until next time, live your best Grace story today.